Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
From the studios of New York Public Radio and live on Facebook, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm John Schaefer, and this music comes from the Portland, Oregon band called Eyelids. They've just released their second album called simply Or, and it's got a great jangly guitar sound. I mean, kind of the classic indie rock sound. And why not? These musicians have played with bands like The Decemberists and Guided by Voices, and REM's Peter Buck produced the record. Eyelids are here with us in our New York studio to play some songs for us, beginning with one called Camelot. Here's Eyelids live on Soundcheck. That is Eyelids, live here in the Soundcheck studio with a song called Camelot, which you'll find on their most recent album called Or. And at the heart of this band are two singer-songwriter-guitarists, John Moen and Chris Lucarenko, and John, you were singing lead on that song.
That's right.
Does that mean you wrote this one?
That was my writing and my warbling, yes.
Okay. And also rounding out the band, Jonathan Drews on guitar and backing vocals, Jim Talstra on bass, and behind our drum kit is Paul Pulverenti. Not with you guys today, Chris, is Jay Gonzalez from the Drive-By Truckers, who's been helping out on keyboards.
Yeah, the Drive-By Truckers took us out on tour to the UK and Europe, and he played on the record, he played on that song. And he is doing the dates with us on this East Coast tour. He's opening up with his own band, and he was going to be here today, but he's not. So
thank you for that explanation.
He said that he's like putting gas from a Wawa into his car, and so, yeah. It was a nice thought.
Yeah. He's getting a filler up, huh?
He's filler up.
Oh, neat.
Now, there's a video for that song for Camelot.
Yeah.
Which, am I remembering this right? This was at the Portland Airport for a while?
It still is. Yeah, they just opened a movie theater, like a small version of the Hollywood Theater, which is this iconic theater in Portland. And every season change out the films, and it's like local films and videos and documentaries.
Short bits.
And so, yeah, they put this crazy tale of love, like a Richard Burton, Elizabeth Taylor meltdown between John as a theater actor with a nice Prince Valiant haircut and this mouse, who is the leading lady, and she's just had enough.
We don't think into that too much.
Yeah. We just wanted an animated mouse. We had access to that. So we're like, how do we build something around that? Well,
my sister's really good at making felt creatures and animating them. So we thought, that's got to be the thing.
That's kind of how our videos always work. We're like, what if we die animated? And then how do we do that? We're like, how do we have a birthday party, a sad birthday party? Oh, let's put Peter Buck in it,
Right.
So.
Which is the video for the song Falling Eyes, which is you guys playing while Peter is sitting alone at a table with a book. And it is the most pathetic birthday party you could possibly imagine.
Yeah,
with all due respect.
Live band, though.
And it was great. John was like, can I dress up like the token weirdo in the band? Like, you look like you're someone out of the magic band, like Beefheart and stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was really impressed. Yeah. So,
John, you've been on Soundcheck before, although it was many years ago.
Yes.
With the Decembrists.
Yes.
As their drummer.
That's what I am prone to do in that band, yes.
And Chris, you did a stint with Guided by Voices as their bassist.
Yeah, then John and myself made records with Robert Pollard as Boston Spaceships after the first breakup.
The guiding voice in Guided by Voices.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
So the cynic in me might think that you guys formed this band just so you could play guitars for a change.
it was supposed to start years ago. We've known each other since we were 19. And one of our loves was, what was going on at the time, which was the Paisley Underground, Rain Parade, Dream Syndicate, REM, 3 o'clock. And we were just like, we should write together sometime. Because after we'd worked with Bob Pollard, we realized we could communicate really quickly because he needs 3 records a year. And we were left to our own devices and we just were like, oh, we can do this. But me being in that and John being in the Decembrists, it seemed like it wasn't going to happen. And then one day I brought out a little demo and John said, we should do it. And Jonathan was standing there and he goes, I want to be in it too. So we wrote the first record and then we wanted to play a live show and we're like, hey, let's get Jim and Polly to play. And it sounded so good that we went back and re-recorded with them. And then we were like, here we are, dumb ideas. Like starting bands.
Your inner cynic is right, though. I want to play guitar.
It's simple. Simple terms. Guitar.
Yeah.
And 3 of them. Are you guys familiar with what was known as the Dunedin sound in New Zealand in the 80s?
You mean all the Flying Nun stuff?
Yeah, the Flying Nun record. Yeah, all the jangly guitar kind of stuff.
We've done a John Paul Sartre Experience cover and... Yeah, and we've done a clean cover.
Chills fans.
Yeah,
the Chills
like
and the Clean.
All
that
those
stuff,
were some Verlaine's. Yeah, obviously big influence. Such a great. I mean, they're still putting out great records.
Yeah, not so well known here in the States, but among fans of this kind of music, they certainly have a reputation.
Yeah, they're the best.
Now I know it's always. It's a process to name a song. But you guys, especially on this album, a lot of your titles seem to refer to other song titles.
Oh.
I mean, we heard a little bit of Slow It Goes, you know, which sounds like a takeoff on the Nick Lowe song.
Sure.
So it goes Camelot, of course, you know.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but thank you.
So that was not your... These titles don't have, like, hidden allusions and references nestled in them.
Because, like, Slow It Goes, I just was complaining to these guys. I was like, all I have is riffs. I don't have a song. And they're like, well, let's hear one. And I played it. And they're like, that's a song. And then I just wrote the chorus on the spot and said, So It Goes. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Nick Lowe has it. Slow It Goes, sure. You know, it really was just like, let's just shift it. Because you just make sounds and often... The coolest things have already been taken.
Yeah.
But it works.
What about Or as a title for an album? That must have raised a few eyebrows.
Terrible decision.
Yeah.
I didn't want to put it that way.
I'm surprised we made it on the radio here.
It's pretty funny. Again, our first album was put out by the Charlatans UK, the band over there.
Uh-huh.
So when they played the States, they have to be the Charlatans UK. And over in England, there were some other Eyelids-related bands, you know, with names like it.
Hmm.
And so they thought it was funny, and we thought it was funny. They're like, well, the UK thing worked really well for us. And I'm like, well, what if we make it OR for Oregon?
Oh, of course.
So over there, our albums are Eyelids OR. And I was like, well, so over there, it's going to be considered a self-titled record. And here, it's like, you know, in my simple, naive mind, you know how when the Beatles were like, Beatles 6... It was, you know, Rubber Soul, you know, over there was different and stuff. I was like, I want to be on the same page finally.
Okay.
After exhausting 5 7-inches and one LP run, I needed some balance.
But you chose to write it in lowercase, so it does not look like the, you know, abbreviation
right.
for Oregon.
Yeah. Well, it was all leading up to you asking this.
Okay.
We knew.
Yeah, thank you.
We were like, it's going
to
get
I wanted to be able to
Paulie,
clarify
can I get
something.
A little ba-dum-butch? Come on. What the hell do we have a drummer for if I can't get a rim shot when I need
he's
one?
He's really sleepy.
Yeah. Now get that shuffle in there.
Timing is a big part of comedy, Paul. Okay. Okay.
He doesn't think it's funny, so he's right.
So, Chris, you're mentioning that first album was put out in England, and you guys referred to it as Sweet Melodies and Bummer Vibes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which seems like, you know, a pretty good way of describing this kind of music making. It's very melodic, it's very buoyant, but it's also kind of melancholy and stuff. When you're playing it live, does that kind of emotional balance shift a little just because of the adrenaline and the energy of being
absolutely
in front of them? I think that's a good observation.
We're super goofy people, and so the live shows is a lot more lopsided and haphazard, and I think some people are really surprised because my favorite music was song, you know, Teenage Fan Club, REM, things where like on any given day that song could be like the most, it's just hitting you in a most sorrowful way. And then a week later, it feels really empowering and very energetic and enlightened. So kind of find that little balance is really fun, you know.
Yeah.
It's fun to find that thing where, you know, the motive core is there, but it's still joyous.
All right, now, John wrote the first song and sang lead on that. You're going to sing lead, Chris, on Falling Eyes, right?
Yeah, for the first time ever. I've never done this, so.
Now, does that mean that you wrote this song? Do you guys ever? So it's like a Lennon-McCartney thing where, you know, it's...
You get in trouble for saying stuff like that, but we kind of agree.
We kind of, what we do is we, one of us writes the song, but we don't really like it until the other people have put their stuff on it.
Yeah.
I'll be like, yeah, this is no good. And then all of a sudden, they bring these really cool elements into it. And we're all very different players, so we bring different sides to it. So it's not like three of the same guitar thought.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a cool accident.
All right. Well, this is the song that has the sad little birthday party in the video for Peter Buck, who produced the record by Eyelids called Or. But let's hear a live performance of Falling Eyes. The band is Eyelids. Today they're playing for us live on Soundcheck.
Happy birthday, Peter. 1, 2.
Thank you.
That's a great sound. The band is Eyelids, and the song is called Falling Eyes. It's on their most recent album called Or, for better or worse. And the band playing live for us here in the Soundcheck studio. Chris, you were talking before that song about you have three guitars, but everyone has their own kind of sound.
Yeah.
There's a kind of an ecology in songwriting where, you know, different sounds, different instruments, different voices occupy different places,
sure.
you know,
mm-hmm.
from high to low. When you've got three instruments that all occupy the same ecological niche,
mm-hmm.
that's got to be something you guys have to think pretty carefully about so that, you know, you can yeah. make the sound that you have in your mind's ear.
Yeah. I think we start with doing what we want, all three of us as individuals, and then it sort of ends up, a lot of self-editing happens. The main point starts to arrive. You know, you figure out who's kind of got the money on a particular section. I mean, that's kind of how
true.
I think of it. And then if Jonathan, who has the money, then I'm like, oh, I'm gonna dial it back and just strum kind of quietly.
Right.
Let that happen. You know, it's a lot of paying attention to each other, I think, is the best way to describe it.
Well, and when people say, and they use this term for many, many years now, jangly guitars, very mm-hmm. often what that means is this kind of arpeggiated, mm-hmm. you know, and what mm-hmm. that does is it sort of leaves a little bit of space, at
yeah.
least.
Yeah, and that's been a challenge for me, I'm the one who does most of the jangle bits, what would be called jangle bits, and mm-hmm. they're generally willing to be a clean tone and not be the rockinest sound and stuff.
Right.
That helps, I think, sort things out.
Mm-hmm.
We all have distinct tones. And
yeah. Oh, by the way, what was it, jingle tones? What do you call it?
The jangle tones.
Yeah, it's trademarked now.
We're
going to have that. Jingle tones.
Yeah.
If you need a new band name, that's not bad.
We probably do.
All our previous bands and things we've done, I mean, we've all had quite different histories in terms of the type of music we've played since we were young coming up. Most of the bands I was in were like, everything's on for a song and everything's off. Like, you know, a Bob Mould, Moore approach. And, you know, Jonathan's like a lot more ethereal, you know, he's got more pedals,
mm-hmm.
and it's just, yeah, it's really cool.
The extension of, if
all of us had like, you know, 20 pedals, then it'd be less of an extension of us and more of a mess, I think.
It would be like Rush having two Neil Peart's or three Neil Peart's, you know, with
killer idea.
Well, I consider Jim our second Neil Peart, even though he's not. Yeah. Playing drums tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. All right.
Now we're getting
somewhere.
That's the kind of thing we're bringing on this run.
So you have been on the road in lots of different contexts, but mm-hmm. when you are on the road as Eyelids, you know, when the five of you finally find that time,
mm-hmm.
is it literally like getting the band back together?
A little, but I mean, I think that, like I said, we're just goofballs, and we laugh a lot. Like, we enjoy each other's company. It's not a drag.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was kind of like one of those friend bands that accidentally we were like, oh, we like what we're doing, and people seem to like it, instead of like, yeah, I'm going to see my friend's band again out of pity. you know? So
or friendship?
Yeah, exactly. No, as you get older, less people, they're like, I've seen your seven other bands. I'm going once. And then, good night. But it's just really fun to play this music and then just look up and be like, oh, it's us.
Yeah.
It's really lovely.
So, but it's got to be difficult, given all your other schedules, to mm-hmm. kind of create that time.
Oh, you know? Sure, so, yeah.
Wedge it in when we can. You
yeah,
know.
We're just mm-hmm. creative about it. Like doing the stuff with the drive-by truckers in the UK and Europe. Originally, we were going to do a US run, but we couldn't because scheduling. And so we just, you know, we've been really fortunate
yeah.
in terms of that.
Well, and you guys really have adopted the DIY aesthetic. I mean, Chris, you do most of the directing for the videos, right?
Yeah, all of them, yeah.
So you have that in your background?
Yeah.
Was that something you were intending to get into?
I was going to be a filmmaker. I was working at a media arts center. And then in 1990, my band got signed to Sub Pop, and I was like, I'm doing music. like, I don't have to raise money to do a film. I can just go out and get a reaction. Cool.
Yeah.
So I made videos for some Elliott Smith stuff and some Sub Pop bands, and I've always kind of dabbled in it. But now it's really fun. It's so much easier to have bigger ideas and just execute them. Like Camelot was shot in a day. Mm-hmm. We did that, and it's a really complicated shoot. There's a lot of location, and there's animation, and there's
I build the props.
Yeah, yeah. John builds all of our props, and he is so good at repurposing. Like, you'll be like, "Oh, that banner that says is now a throne." You know? It's like he's just—it's amazing. And we kind of have this kind of little rascals, like, let's put on a show, like, you know,
Calico Curtain.
Yeah, like we did that one animated video with the people from Rick and Morty animated one called "Bound to Let You Down." And it was a godsend, because originally, if we were going to shoot us getting lost in a cave and dying one by one, it was going to be a nightmare. So when it got animated, we were like, can Polly take Jim's intestines and make it into a lasso and climb up the thing? And like, yeah, no problem. It's a lot easier than shooting that in black and white. So.
And no one questions whether that's in good taste or not when it's animated.
Oh, everyone does.
Oh, everyone does.
Yeah, most people see that and go, that's awful.
Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
And then they watch it again.
And then it's like, I really like it, but it's awful.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're speaking with the members of Eyelids. They're playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. And the time has come, Chris, for me to ask you whether you have decided for sure which word in this next title is in parentheses.
Well, we thought it was funny. The
song is 23 years.
Yeah, it's 23 and then open parentheses, years, close parentheses. That's the right one. I know when I had to fill out government paperwork to play here, that I did it like three different ways. But I think on the album there's like four, like we have a song that's like, don't, then in parentheses, please, right, come around here. And then we had...
There's like
I
three
will
or,
leave.
Yeah.
And we just
three
thought
four
it was
songs
funny.
And have parentheses.
It looks cool.
Which is very Tom Petty, don't come around here no more. So I'll give you that from questions earlier.
Yeah. Anyway. And I Will Leave With You is from Jim Baker, PTL.
So, Jim and Tammy.
Yeah. So it just goes on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just looked, it was really fun to be like, yeah, let's throw another parentheses on side two. So they're all like, so.
So the song is called 23 and then years in parentheses.
Right. And we are entertaining ourselves.
And
a bit.
What? Yeah.
Yes.
But it's whatever you make it, man.
Yeah.
Like if you want to call it the joke drum, hit it. You can call it that. You can feel the space. You can walk into this song.
Yeah.
So.
It's the Jangle Tones. Live on. No.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Look for us on the fair circuit real soon. Playing all your Paisley pop favorites, the Jangle Tones.
All right, let's hear some music. The song is called 23 Years. It's Eyelids live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
The song is called 23 Years. The band is Eyelids, and that song pretty much subverts half of what we were talking about earlier.
Cool. Damn it. It's
all a lie.
That's what we had a plan.
It's a lie.
Because, you know, we were talking about, like, making sure each guitar has its place. Yeah. But sometimes when you got three electric guitars, amps to 11, you just want to hear all three play the same bar chord at the same time.
Yep.
It's true. There's nothing like E to hammer it home. Yeah.
And then also the fact that both of you, Chris and John, you both sing lead at various points.
We wrote this one together.
So. This is an actual double thingy.
It's been fun. There's been songs I've written and I'm like, I want you to sing it. You know, we did a Record Store Day single where we had Gary Jarman from this British band called The Cribs sing lead on both songs. It's super fun to just mess around, you know.
Well, it's been super fun having you guys messing around here in our studio today. Thank you so much for coming in and playing for us. The band is Eyelids. The album's called Or. They've been playing for us here today. And as I say, guys, thank you so much.
Not a problem. You want one
really
more shot?
I appreciate it.
You got one more joke.
Already halfway out the door already.
Well, we're working with him, you know.
He's new.
We're working with him.
Nicely done, Paulie. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
All right, this is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Follow us at Soundcheck on Twitter, like us on Facebook, or follow us on Instagram at Soundcheck Radio. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Light production work provided by the New Sound staff, Karen Havlick, and our video producer is Kim Nowacki. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.